Today, Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network with another great event coming up here. Your FYI for your information. And boy, this one's going to be a big one. It's down in St. Pete, but we're going to get into a whole lot of great stuff and take you around the world here in the next 20 minutes or so. Coming up October the 24th through the 27th, it is the 45th annual International Folk Fair, and it is down at the Vinoy. And to join me right now, and it's all, by the way, it's all put together by Spiffs. We're going to get into all of that. So turn up your radio here for a couple of minutes. And bringing in right now, we're going to talk a little bit more about that is Lota Bowman from Spiffs. Lota, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a great event every year for 45 years. I wish I could have gone to all of them, but every year there's so many international events that are going to happen at this, and so many countries going to be representative, and it's all put together by Spiffs. Okay, what's Spiffs? So let's bring Lota in, and she can tell us what is Spiffs, Lota.
Okay, Spiffs, St. Petersburg International Folk Fair Society. Founded in conjunction with the bicentennial, the city wanted to show off the diversity of St. Petersburg, or the general area, and they put on this first event, and 22,000 people came. So everybody said, this is a great thing, let's continue. And so we have. And we have about 35 different ethnic member groups that are present, members of the organization. And we keep doing things throughout the year, but this is a big event that every year we all working toward, and that's really showing off everything we have.
And I could just imagine down at the Vinoy, the park is beautiful, and it's right on the water, and all the different countries that you're going to be able to walk right through, they're all set up beautifully. I'll tell you how you can get a guide to this whole thing, because it'd be very, very important to get something like this. But some great countries, Russian, Chinese, of course, Polish, Korean, Filipino, Mexican, Taiwanese, Thai, Cuban, Greek. I mean, you're everywhere. I mean, you could just go around the world and probably in a great square block down there.
That's right. You can travel the world without a passport. As a matter of fact, you can get a passport at Folk Fair because the first 2 days are dedicated just to the schools in the area.
Okay.
We expect about 8,000 students those 2 days. And each student gets a passport to take from country to country and get stamped. And there's two questions in the passport that they're supposed to ask in each of the villages. And if they fill out a complete book, they can come back on Saturday or Sunday with a parent or something, but they get free admission.
It's kind of like The Amazing Race on TV where they get clues and stuff. But some of the countries that these kids, you say 8,000 students are going to be able to go through this?
Approximately. We get students from the whole Tampa Bay area. And as a matter of fact, if you grew up in the area, no matter what your age is, if you're 45 or older, you've been to Spiffs, you've been to Folk Fair. We're celebrating the diversity of the area each year. And it's especially important in these polarized times that we find out that where we all come from, that we all are alike.
Once again, we're talking with Lota Bowman of Spiffs, and it's coming up here, the 45th International Folk Fair, the countries that are represented. Take us through, if you walk down some of these areas here, what can you expect when you go to a booth, like when you go to the Chinese booth or the Indian booth or the Polish booth?
Okay. In each of the booths, you're going to see a cultural display showing maybe the geography of the country. Some of them don't have countries anymore, but they're showing off the traditions. It could be in literature, it could be in art, it could be anything that's representing their particular ethnicity. And some of them will have little gift items for sale also that are representative of their background also. And most of them have food, and that is the most important thing. The food is absolutely delicious.
And I was going to say, there's another part to that too, the beer that's going to be there, in case people are already wondering or going to tune me out because I didn't say beer yet. But when you go to these booths, people that collect certain items from around the world, this would be great for them to go and go to some of these countries and purchase some of these gifts.
Most definitely. And the kids, the students that come, they are always buying lots of little things, little trinkets, maybe for the sisters and brothers, or some are actually nice enough to bring something for their parents.
And of course, there's going to be entertainment down there. Talk about a little bit about what happens there with the entertainment.
We have two stages with entertainment throughout the day. The main stage is where we feature the folk dancing and music. And the smaller stage is our beer garden, where we have bands playing. On the main stage, we have fantastic dance groups. Actually, we have one visiting group from Ukraine this year.
Wow.
They're touring the country, and they're making a stop at Folk Fair. We have a famous Colombian singer who's coming to play sing for us. And we have local bands. We have local dance studios performing. Our Russian group is absolutely terrific. So is our Ukrainian group. They're all fantastic. And it really is a trip around the world in food, music, and dance. So you can learn something and you can have a lot of fun.
And I know you want to push the Betty Fox Band. You know, you're a fan of that.
Yeah. The first 2 days are for the schools only, but Friday night, the 25th, we're opening up at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And the local Betty Fox Band is going to be performing for us starting at 7:30. But we have another band playing before us. It's a gospel singer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will start around 6 o'clock also. So the evening is going to go from 6 to 10. And the food will still be there. The beer will definitely still be there. And Betty Fox Band is absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure that everybody will come and enjoy.
Now, the other thing, other than the food, people will be talking about the beer garden. Talk about what happens at the beer garden.
Well, beer garden, again, is where we have the bands.
There you go.
But we'll also have beer up at the main stage, so okay. You don't have to go leave the main stage, go all the way to the beer garden to get your fill.
And we're going to get into what it will cost for you to get in there. It's very, very reasonable, and the amount of the culture that you can go through when you're walking through some of these booths, it's just laid out perfectly. And one thing I always worry about when they go to an event like this is, you drink beer, you got to go do something else. There'll be plenty of spots for that too.
Most definitely. Don't worry about that.
And it's even marked exactly where and strategically pretty close to the beer garden, so you don't have to go far. And I'm talking about the portalettes that'll be out there for people that always wonder about events these big. What kind of numbers do you guys expect? You said when you first started, it was 22,000?
Right. Well, we're hoping to reach those numbers this year also. You were talking about the layout of the park.
Yes.
We will post that on our website, spiffs.org.
Okay.
So you can plan your trip around the Spiffs world beforehand.
Okay, once again, that's spiffs.org. Is this something they can print out and take with them?
Yes,
There you go. And this is this map that I'm looking at. Is that correct?
Exactly. Gotcha. It's the map, and you can also download the entertainment program, so you know exactly what's happening. The big thing that we usually get lots and lots of people to is the Grand Parade of Nations, which happens on Saturday at 2 p.m. All of the groups are parading through Vinoy Park in their beautiful ethnic attire. It's very colorful.
Wow.
It's spectacular. And we get some VIPs. We're expecting Mayor Kreisman from St. Petersburg to come and other dignitaries. And that parade is followed by a swearing-in ceremony of new U.S. citizens. Usually we try to get the same number of new citizens as the number of years the Spiffs has been in existence. So I'm hoping for 45 new citizens
to
be sworn in.
They're actually going to be sworn in as citizens of the United States at this?
Yes, they are.
That is absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to see something. I've never seen something like you only see that on TV. The other part people wonder about, what would be the best way to get there? Is there a certain lot for parking or certain street they should go down, which would be best?
Well, parking is always a little bit of an issue for events downtown St. Petersburg. But there is parking available near the park and up at North Shore Pool. Otherwise, of course, downtown and a little bit of walking there.
So many things are happening in downtown St. Pete, and this is going to be one great event. Once again, it's coming up the 24th through the 27th of October. Remember, the first 2 days before the students, they're going to tour this exciting area. And then let's start by Friday night. You said the doors will gates will be open at 6?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's talk about what is the pricing for this event.
Okay. The band concert is $15 admission.
Okay.
On the regular days, Saturday and Sunday, admission is $10 for adults and $6 for students. And you'll be able to find discount coupons a little bit everywhere. We have them on our rack cards, and you'll also find them on the newspaper ads. So you get $2 off, which makes the price really good. You can also get tickets on Eventbrite and on Groupon or Living Social.
Now, if they also go to spiffs.org, can they find places where they can find, do you list something like that where coupons are available, certain outlets like you just said?
We list Eventbrite on there, and maybe we should add something about where you can find the coupons too.
Yeah, that'd be great. And like I said, and like Lotus said, that if you go there, you can get the actual map of where these countries are going to be. And I just can't. Romania, the Vietnamese, the German. Nothing says more than German than Oktoberfest or in October. So I can guarantee you that's going to be some good stuff.
It will definitely be. You can get your bratwurst and all sorts of goodies there.
Bratwurst. Like, I've never had any of those. is any one of yours your favorite?
I like them all. I can't say, you know, and I try to, you know, you really can eat your way around the world there. And it is spectacular. And the groups, they plan smaller portions, so you can indeed get samples. So you don't have to get just one big plate.
So you don't have to go and have a whole meal,
exactly.
You know, because of course you can't go to every country and have a whole meal. So maybe just a little bit of here, a little bit of here. The Cuban, I can't wait to see that.
They are going to have a Zumba dancing on the stage.
Zumba dancing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. That's going to be fantastic. And you said the parade. That's another thing that I wanted to touch a little bit more on. That's going to happen Saturday at 2?
That is correct. Okay. And it's really beautiful. And they all march through with flags and all talk about, for instance, the a Chinese group. They have this incredible big long dragon that comes through.
Okay.
And we have drummers and we have bagpipers, and it really is something to see.
How long does that parade usually last?
Well, parade including the ceremony with the new citizens is about an hour.
Wow. I can imagine the color, like you said, of the different countries representing and the photo ops that you're going to be able to get.
Yep, it's really spectacular. We will have 39 different ethnicities represented at this event.
And you've got a great backdrop there with the, being right on the water as the Vinoy is, and the great area that's down there. Once again, the first 2 days are going to be for the students. That's going to be the 24th and 25th. But then you can go down there on the 26th and the 27th. On the 26th, which is Saturday morning, the gates open 11 a.m. till 8 p.m.?
That's correct.
Okay, and then on Sunday, it is 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yep.
Okay. And if you want to go to their website, spiffs.org, Lotus says that they'll see if they can put up a little direction on where to find some coupons to get a couple of dollars off at least to your admission. And also, like I said, it's very important that you print out this wonderful map that just by looking at the map makes you want to go, because like I said, the different countries that are represented here with not just food, but like you said, gifts, stuff that, you know, if you're a collector or you can't fly around the world, but maybe you could go to some of these countries here that are represented, and a lot of these places make their own stuff and they bring it there with them.
Yes, they definitely do. Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like going to the country itself without the airfare and the hotel and all that stuff. And you go to some of these places and get some of their trinkets. Have you gotten any great trinkets from some of these places?
I've got a few little things, yeah. And also the Thai booth, they always sell beautiful orchids. So I usually like to buy one of them there.
The little orchid plants?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
The you talked about the layout and so on. You can find also when you get to the folk fair, we have our souvenir program.
Okay.
And the layout is in there. The stage program is in there. This is a program that we do every year. It lists all the member groups. And we also have recipes in there. So it becomes sort of a souvenir program cookbook. And I know of people who have collected them, so they have copies from the first folk fair through today.
And the book that you're talking about, I'm looking through, there's some recipes, as you said. There's Mexican, Mongolian, Romanian. So look for that book. That will be somewhere down there as you come in. Where's the main gate, by the way?
It's at the end of Fifth Avenue.
The end of Fifth Avenue North, is it?
Northeast.
Northeast. Okay, so if you want to go down there, get to Fifth Avenue Northeast.
That's the main gate.
That's the main gate.
Right, and the book we're talking about, our souvenir program, is available right inside the gate at our welcome center.
Is there a charge for this book?
No, it's free.
Wow.
What we will pay, you will pay some money for if you're interested. We're selling these incredible T-shirts. Last year, we had them printed with the word hello in all different languages.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This year, it's a T-shirt with the word peace in different languages.
Wow. Once again, this is all put together by Spiffs. Lodo, talk a little bit about Spiffs one more time.
Yeah, St. Petersburg International Folk Fair Society. And we have about 35 different ethnic member groups, and they go out in the community throughout the year. This is just a culmination of ethnic efforts throughout the year, and it's a big celebration of diversity, showing who we are and who really lives in our area. The what the groups do throughout the year, they go out to schools, they go out to all sorts of different venues, put up little mini festivals, and talk about their different ethnic backgrounds. And, you know, especially for kids, this is really important because you can see anything and everything online and on TV, but it's not the same. You meet somebody face to face and say, wow, I just met somebody from Mongolia. And this really triggers your interest in travel and international relations.
And like you said, this is something, because I thought this was just a once a year, one and done kind of thing. We'll see you next year. But as you said, this is great. They go to schools and teach them some of the different countries around the world.
Yeah, many of the schools have actually are copying what we're doing, and they're putting on what they call mini spiffs.
Okay.
And many of our groups go and help them out with that also.
Okay. Once again, let's make sure you get this right for everybody that's listening. It is October 24th through the 27th, but actually the 24th and 25th is for the students, some around 8,000 students that will get to visit this first. But then at 6 o'clock on Friday night, you can enter the park. There'll be the band, of course, the Betty Fox Band will be playing that night. That's $15 if you want to go to that event. And then on Saturday, the 26th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m., and the cost for that is $10, correct?
That's correct.
Lotus can see if they can put something on a website where you can find maybe some coupons for that. It's going to be a great event. It's the 45th annual International Folk Fair, and after 45 years, got to be doing something right.
I think so.
Yeah, because they usually cancel like after year two if you're not doing it right.
And we're not about to cancel anything anytime.
That's right. So it's a great event. Hopefully the weather will be great. The humidity is supposed to drop now here for the next couple of days. So and it's on the water, so it's nice, and you know you get a little bit of a breeze off of that. Once again, Lota Bowman from Spiffs. .org is the place to go to get your, make sure you go to the website spiff.org and print out the, just go there, I ask you to go there and print out the map of the different countries and how it's all laid out, because it's so organized, I guess is the one word I'm looking for you to go down there and have a great time, and very affordable. Bring the kids, kid-friendly, very kid-friendly?
Most definitely.
Okay, except the beer. That's not kid-friendly. So go down there. It is the, once again, the 24th through the 27th, but it actually will be the 26th and 27th for the adults to go down there and have a great time. It's the 45th annual International Folk Fair. Loda, I want to say thank you for coming in, and I can't wait to go down to see that. We will see you at the end of the month.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, once again, this has been FYI with Big Ed here on a Monday morning. Have a great day. Hey, and we'll see you down at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair coming up at the end of the month here. Come down there on the 26th and 27th for the adults. Have a great time. You go around the world. And you don't have to pay the airfare and you don't have to pay the hotel fare. But there's plenty of eats and drinks down there. We'll see you there. 45th International Folk Fair happening at the Vinoy in St. Petersburg. We'll see you there.